I mean, you should know in the types of poetry that interests me is love. When I read about the poems, I hope it gives off an emotion of sadness and sometimes loneliness. I feel like loneliness is something that really pops out when you're in a relationship because you've only ever hung out with that one person and you kind of forget about everyone else that was ever in your life before this relationship. So, the idea of being in a relationship, you get happiness out of it, but they also have their downsides, such as feeling lonely. Maybe you overthink, and maybe it could be toxic. I choose this topic because there are a lot of things that people think about when you say love or high school sweethearts or just relationships in general. People will try and romanticize love because love not all the time is very romantic. People will try and make it something that it isn't, saying that love is the best thing that's ever happened to them when really sometimes it's the worst thing that's ever happened or existed in humanity. But love to me is important because it's what sparks a bond between two completely different people. The first work that I have chosen is Sonnet 116 by William Shakespeare. The second one is Love One Another by Khalil Gibran. And the third one, Mating at Night by Robert Browning. His first poem by William Shakespeare, Sonnet 116, is about love in its most ideal form. The poet praises the glories of lovers who have come to each other freely and enter into a relationship based on trust and understanding. The first four lines reveal the poet's pleasure in love that is constant and strong and will not, quote, alter what its alteration finds. For the second poem by Khalil Gibran, referring to marriage, Gibran shares in his poem Love One Another how couples must be honest and open with each other. However, it is unavoidable to keep some small secrets to yourself. In this last and final poem by Robert Browning, regarded as one of the most important English poems of the Victorian period, Browning brings you a poem about pursuing love and overcoming challenges for love. I am not going to read to you each of the three poems that I have chosen. The first one, Sonnet 116 by William Shakespeare. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love, which alters when an alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on temps and is never shaken. It is the start of every wandering bark whose worth unknown, although his height to be taken. Love's not time's fool, the rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ nor no man ever loved. The second poem is Love One Another by Khalil Gibran. You were born together, and together you shall be forevermore. You shall be together when the white wings of death scatter your days. Ay, you shall be together even in the silent memory of God. But let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds of the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but not drink from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each of you be alone. Even as the strings of a lute are alone, through the quiver with the same music, give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping. For only the hand of life can contain your hearts, and stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow. The third poem is Mating at Night by Robert Browning. The gray sea and the long black land, and the yellow half moon large and low, and the startled little waves that leap in fiery ringlets from their sleep, as they gain the cove. from pushing pro and quench its speed, I, the slushy sand, then a mile of warm sea, scented beach, three fields across till the farm appears. A tap at the pane, the quick sharp scratch, and the blue spurt of a lighted match, and a voice less loud, throws joys and fears, than the two hearts beating each to each. Simply, each of the poems that I have chosen talk about love. And even though they might have a deeper meaning than simply putting love, they all symbolize the same thing, but they all have a different writing style.